Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on? What's going on, people? We are back like nightly news. What's going on? What's going on, people? We are back like nightly news. And you know, whenever we go live, we're coming with that heat. We not even playing around. We not even playing around. We coming with that heat because that's what we do, coming with that heat. Y'all already know the program. Matter of fact, let me set this up real quick. Y'all already know the program. Share out the live. We're going to talk. Whenever they make a mistake and trip, and we're going to catch it. We're going to catch it. We're not letting nothing slide. This is not electric slide season. It's not electric slide season. We're not letting them slide with nothing moving forward. How are you guys doing today? As you can see, I'm going to have the phone lines open. You can call in live 563-999-3714. You donate to the platform via Cash App, $PROGRESSIVEACTION100. And we're going to get into the nitty gritty tonight because they keep making mistakes. They keep making mistakes. And guess what? We're going to talk about these mistakes every time they make them. Every time they make them. They don't want to listen to us behind the scenes. Then we just going to expose it. We're just going to expose it. But tonight, I definitely want to get you guys to call in, get you guys feedback. But make sure that you please share out this live if you're watching right now. Right now, right now, right now. Hit the like button. Specifically YouTube, make sure you hit that like button. Retweet on Twitter. Share us out on Facebook. And if you're watching us on Instagram, put us in your stories. We're going to get to it. I mean, I'm telling you guys, we're going to get to the nitty-gritty today, and we're not letting anything slide. So the first thing, let me plug in my computer for a second. Give me a second. Almost forgot my computer wasn't plugged up. That would have been a disaster. That would have been, let me make sure it's charging. Make sure it's charging. Yeah, it's charging. That would have been a disaster if the show would have cut off in the middle. But we're going to get into the nitty-gritty, and let's just jump straight into it. So Gray & Gray, which is a workers' comp law firm, decided to congratulate Local 100 president Richard Davis. And this is what they said to congratulate him. Partner Brian O'Keefe and Erin McCabe had the pleasure to support the Bay Scouts Greater New York Councils and TWU Local 100 President Richard Davis being honored with the 2023 Labor Industry Good Scout Award. I mean, look how silly he looks. I mean, this is the problem that we have here. People is celebrating BS. Good Scout of the Year Award, how? How? And we're going to talk about that later in the show because I got some new developments for Richard Davis' gender-motivated violence lawsuit against his ex-girlfriend, Nicole Hecker. I got some new information regarding that, so y'all definitely will want to tune in. But how can they give him a Good Scouts Award when he's being brought up on gender-motivated violence lawsuit? I mean, these people is out of their mind. But let me tell you what the business is, right? The union refers people to that law firm. So it's like one hand washed the other. They don't care if he was beating up, allegedly beating up his girlfriend. They don't care if he have a lawsuit. They don't care if other stuff coming down the pipeline. The only thing they care about is keeping some doors open with Local 100 to get business. That's all they care about. We're going to keep it 100. That's all that they care about. Let's get into this next piece of information. Bronx rider gets 2-year prison sentence for throwing pumpkin at Metro North conductor's face. Let's see what it says. A hostile Bronx strap hanger who threw a pumpkin at a Metro North conductor's face was hit with a 2-year prison sentence Thursday after the purse and ID she left behind on the scene helped lead to her arrest. So foolish. Westchester prosecutors announced the prison term after Alexis Adams, 23, pleaded guilty last month to the brazen jack-o'-lantern attack in 2021 following an argument over train fare. Now, let's think about that for a second. In Westchester, if you throw a pumpkin at a Metro North conductor, you're getting 2 years in prison. Stab a conductor in the back. Literally, stab a conductor in the back. You're going to be let out the back door after 2 months. This is what happens in New York City. If for some reason, Richard Davis only wants to hold Alvin Bragg accountable, we're going to get into, I'm telling you, this show is going to be spicy today. We're going to get into it. What else is going on? Oh, congestion pricing. MTA's Lord Jano Lieber against working folk. This headline could not get any truer. It cannot get any truer. The problem with congestion pricing is the people is going to affect, right? It's going to affect a lot, if not most, of the working class, city workers. A lot of city workers and people who work for the state can't afford to live in the state in which they work. So I called it transit refugees. You got transit workers that live in Connecticut, Pennsylvania, even down in Delaware, Jersey, you know, where they could honestly survive off of the salaries that they're giving us. If you pay attention to our salaries and the contracts that's been negotiated, a lot of civil servants, city workers, state workers have been getting the bottom of the barrel. And that congestion pricing is nothing but another tax on the workers. That's all it is. It's just another tax on the workers. And it's not right. So that headline is pretty correct. Now, if y'all seen the show that I did yesterday, I left out a few things. And I'm going to cover them today. So yesterday, Richard Davis decided to do a press conference talking about the assaults on workers. And let me tell you, it was abominable. It was a disaster. It was a freak show. He did not answer one question right. That was one thing. The second thing is he just blabbered about things that didn't make any sense. I want to get into something that I left out yesterday. And should I touch on that one first? Let's touch on this first. Cameras in the cab. That's what I'm going to call it. Check it out. Whoever briefed Richard Davis on that incorrect information, when he's talking about the old trains can't be retrofitted with cameras, that is so far from the truth. In fact, the MTA been retrofitting cameras inside the R68. They started on the G line first with cameras in all the cars. Not only that, what is Richard Davis thinking? Kathy Hochul last year said that she's putting cameras in every train car. So what is he talking about that it can't be wired? And here's an example. This is the example. As you can see, that little circle right where the bulkhead is, that's a camera. That is a camera. So what is Richard Davis talking about these trains can't be fitted with cameras in the conductor cabs? The wiring is already there. They just got to put the overhead camera and it's done. So whoever briefed him on that obviously did not give him the wrong information. And this is what I mean when I say they constantly going into the media, telling the media wrong information and making us look like fools, making us look like complete fools. Now, let's get into this next video that I missed yesterday, and we're going to call this spit. Check it out.
I would like to work. I'm always saying, I was a bus operator. I am.
You see how fast these guys forget where they came from? I was a bus operator. I am a bus. They so far removed from being one of us. They don't care to be one of us. But what I really wanted to touch on in that clip is when Richard Davis said, I will go up to Jan Oliva and spit on him. That's a violent act, right? You don't have to spit on somebody for them to get the message. And as a union president, why do you keep saying these weird, unprofessional, off-the-cuff things? You're not supposed to carry yourself like that as a union president. And then, Richie, how fast can you forget? Aren't you right now in court for gender-motivated violence, which we're going to touch on towards the end of the show? We got new developments with that case. So if you guys are watching right now, make sure to share out this live because we're going to make it more and more spicy. And if you got something to say, you could call in 563-999-3714. We're going to make it more spicy. But for him to say, going up to Jan Oliva and spitting on him while you're in court right now for violence makes absolutely no sense. I mean, he's making us look bad. He's making us look bad. If Richard Davis was to organize and mobilize the members, he won't have to revert to these tactics of spending our money frivolously in the New York Post, painting Alvin Bragg and Jan Oliva as clowns. Like, it's so childish, juvenile, and ridiculous. Before I move on with the Richard Davis stuff, I want to bring this to y'all attention. Did y'all see this? Did y'all see that craziness? A guy with two cups or whatever it is, a fire, threatening to throw it on somebody? How is the subway safe? I mean, you don't see this stuff nowhere. And everybody who's saying that the subways are safe don't have to deal with the stuff that we deal with. Because, like I said, at most, they are casual riders of the system. At most. Yeah, so let me see. What's the next thing I want to get into? I'm going to save the best for last. Let's call this clip Blame Brag. Check it out.
I get back to that. Because as you placed it, the man had this one. Subway climbed down and
He says Alvin Bragg does not have our best interest at heart, because in one case, 2 years is off it, when I think that was when the station agent got punched in the face. And the other one, I think, was when the bus operator was fighting with the guy on the bus. And, you know, that guy could have killed him. And he was only off it 5 minutes, right? Now, definitely, should they be hit with more time? Absolutely. They should be off it more time. Like, if being off it 5 means that you could not do no jail time, being off it 2, you definitely not doing any jail time. Right? So there's definitely a problem there, right? But what I don't like is that at least Alvin Bragg off it time. But for some reason, our union has a love affair with Darcell Clark. For some strange reason. But how fast can we forget that Darcell Clark allowed a man who stabbed the MTA conductor, once again, my brother, Denall Jenkins, and Denall could have died. He could have died. He got stabbed in Darcell Clark's office, gave this guy a plea deal with no prison time. So, Richie, you have absolutely nothing to say about that. You have nothing at all to say about Darcell Clark giving a man who almost killed a conductor no time after 2 months in jail? You have absolutely nothing to say about that? And you know what? We uncovered why, and I'm not going to cover it here. Drummond is going to do that show sometime soon. I'm going to let him handle that. So we're going to expose why you're not holding Darcell Clark accountable, why you're not holding cats from Queens accountable, why you're not holding Eric Gonzalez accountable, we don't do no business in Staten Island anyway. But for some reason, Alvin Bragg has become the punching bag, and that chant has been led by right-wing people, all because he's the DA in Manhattan. But you absolutely have nothing to say about Darcell Clark after she did that. It was Progressive Action who went to her office and protested when that guy was let out of jail. It wasn't the union. It wasn't Stand United, a.k.a. Members First, a.k.a. Management First. It was Progressive Action that did that, right? And even in my assault, my attorney said, something ain't right here. And I told him, I said, you know, this is the politics that's being played. In my case, Darcell Clark was looking, her office was looking to persecute me, and I was the victim. But Richard Davis said it best. We're in talks with Darcell. They said, you think I don't know that y'all called Darcell Clark and told them not to do anything to make me the villain? All of that's going to come out in due time. I'm telling y'all, that's going to come out in due time. Now, let's get into this ad stuff. Let's get to this clip.
Okay, so, and that's the right. So, Adam, talk about joining
how can you expect Jan Oliva to do something when you're putting hit pieces on him in the newspaper? As a union president, you have to cover yourself a certain type of way. You have to conduct yourself a certain type of way. You can't do what Tramell Thompson does. You can't do what Progressive Action does. You must conduct yourself a particular type of way. And this is not it. You can't put a hit piece in the newspaper with this guy and then say, I need your help. You can't do that. You make all of us look bad. If you were to take the time to really organize and mobilize the members, you wouldn't need to put hit pieces in the newspaper. And it's clown stuff. That's not how you conduct yourself as a union president. If you want to do an editorial, if you want to do an op-ed, professionally, that's what you do. You don't do no childish, juvenile stuff and basically make memes and put them in the newspaper and think that people are supposed to work with you after that. It shows that your mindset is not ready for this game. Richard Davey went into the New York Times when y'all pulled that stunt after Conductor Scott got his neck slashed. And he went into the New York Times and said, they would never do that again. They assured me they would never do that again. Meanwhile, in these two press conferences and this little media run in which you're embarrassing yourself in, you never cleared that up. But you want to clear up what Tim Minton said about starting a war with NYPD? And Richie, tell the truth. Tell the truth. Why did you really meet with Eric Adams? Tell the people what y'all really spoke about. Because we know Eric Adams is top cop. He don't like nobody talking bad about the police department. I guarantee you he told you, stop slandering NYPD. That's why on this little media run that you're on, the journalist is asking you, why are you not holding NYPD accountable? Because Eric Adams told you, you better not say a word about NYPD again. Now, we're about to get into the meat and bones of this whole show. It's about to get deep. But before I take it there, I want you guys to share out the show. Right now, I want y'all to hit that like button. You watching on YouTube and Facebook, hit that like button. You watching on Twitter, hit that like button and retweet this show. We're about to get into the meat and bones of what's going on here. Because it's about to get real deep. And we're going to talk about it. Because this guy is straight his mind. So let's get to the clip. It's about to get hot.
Well, as you said, it's a complex issue. Hopefully all the stakeholders, I think. Thank you. It's ironic.
He said the last time we was here, we was talking about assaults on women. What? Speaking of assaults on women, Richard Davis, let's talk about assaults on women. Let's talk about it, Richard Davis. Let's not forget that you're in court right now for assault on a woman. Let's not forget, Richard Davis. As you can see, Nicole Hecker versus Richard Davis, right? Let's not forget that. How fast did you forget that, Richie? And you know some new information added to this case. Some new information added to this case. And I'm about to show it to all the world. But I want to play that clip again because that was pretty wild. Let's play that clip again.
Thank you. Thank you, Roger.
And good fucking thank you, too.
If I like it, I'm always here. So, okay. Some real solutions.
We got to get some real solutions. Because the last time I was here, we were speaking about assaults on women. And now I have to get some real solutions. Let's talk about that assaults on women. Richard Davis. Lord have mercy. Lord have somebody help this guy. Somebody help this guy. Let's talk about it, Richie. Because I know you want everybody to forget it. If you look at number 14 on the screen, it says on June 6, 2015, the TWU held a family event which the parties attended together. After the event, the plaintiff and defendant were driving in a U-Haul truck when plaintiff questioned the defendant, Mr. Davis, about an inappropriate relationship with another female bus operator who was present at the foregoing event. In response to this inquiry from the plaintiff, defendant proceeded to punch her in the face and head repeatedly. Defendant then held her in a tight headlock while Ms. Hecker was trying to escape the vehicle. You're the last one that should be talking about assaults on women. You should be the last one. Why are you like, what's going through your head? What are you thinking? What's on your mind? How do you think that this is okay? Do you think that we're just going to forget? Do you think that we're just going to forget? I ain't even show y'all the new information yet. I'm going to get to that in a second. But Richie, you should be the last one who should be talking about assaults on women right now. The last one. The last one. Because I don't know in your head, do you think that you're getting away with this? That you think people is just going to forget or people is just not going to care? And there was a video yesterday where Richie told a reporter he seems smarter than what he looks, right? Why would Richie insult the media, in which we need the media to help us get our stories out there, because this union administration spent not 1 minute trying to build up the social media platforms, and nobody over there got the personality to carry a show and things of that nature to make it popping. But you invite the press to your press conference, and then you proceed to insult the press. When you need them, you invited them. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? What are you thinking? Now, I want to play that clip one more time before I release this new information, so check it out.
Well, as you said, complex issue, hopefully all the stakeholders.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, Richie, are you going to give Nicole a solution for the gender-motivated violence case that you have pending right now in court? Because it seemed like it's going to come to the tune of $220,000. $100,000 in punitive damages to plaintiffs, $100,000 in compensatory damages, representing the damages sustained by the plaintiff, and attorney fees in the amount of $10,000. Assaults on women is going to cost you. And guess what? This is not going to come out of the union money. This is going to come out of that nice presidential paycheck that you get. But why do you feel it's okay to talk about these things? Now, I blame Tony Utano for this, because Tony Utano may have not been aware that he was allegedly beating up his girlfriend. But Tony Utano knew of the drama with women surrounding around this guy's name. And like I said, when I met with Richie, Richie made it clear to me that he was afraid that something was going to come out. He never said what it was, but he knew it was going to be involving women. He never said it was with his ex, but he knew that something was going to come out regarding him. And he told me, yeah, I'm changing up my act. I'm going to stay away from the women. But, bro, you knew that something was coming. And I don't think that you've seen this coming, because nobody's seen this coming. But whatever else that you was manifesting that you were afraid may come out, I'm telling you right now, if you think something, and you want to know what? I can't say who I spoke to. And they wouldn't divulge too much information on me, but it's a very, very credible source of someone who's on the inside. They did tell me that something is going to come out with Richie before the election. They did say that. Now, I take them at their word only because I know the circles that they in. But they wouldn't tell me exactly what, because they was like, they probably thought that I was going to talk about it on the show specifically. But from my understanding, from my source, I was told that something else is coming out with Richie and a woman before the election. So I don't know. That's what I was told. It's all alleged. But that's what the source told me. And that source is at circles. I don't know what that allegation may be. I don't know what that is. But I put that on my mother, that a source told me that that's inside the circle. But this guy is not fit to be, yo, how about this? He's not fit to be what they got him here for, a good scout. He's not fit to be a Boy Scout. He's not fit to be a Boy Scout. How is he going to be fit to run Mike Quill Jr.? He doesn't organize, doesn't mobilize. They attack members, scared to fight the MTA, scared to hold NYPD accountable. And let me talk about this NYPD thing again. Like I said, I have plenty of friends who are police officers, plenty of them, right? The police officers in subways, they have a real lax approach when it comes to doing their job. Real lax approach. And like I said, with my NYPD friends that work, you know, in the streets versus my NYPD friends that work in the subways, they say it all the time. If you want to be a cop and don't do no work, you go to transit. And that is a fact. That is 100% a fact. This is from police officers that I know. This is, if you don't, you want to be a cop and don't do nothing, you go to transit. And we see that. We see the police officers sleeping in our break rooms. Even if they say, well, they can't go all the way back to the command to sleep and all that. Like, why would you want to go to sleep as a police officer on a job? It's just a bad look. You shouldn't even want to have anyone even take a picture of you nesting. Like, it's just a bad public perception to have police officers sleeping in our crew rooms, right? Just a bad look. Is this something that you should not do as a police officer, right? Why isn't Richard Davis holding all parties accountable? I don't get it. Yes, NYPD plays a vital role. Richard Davis plays a vital role. And don't y'all find it strange that Richard Davis, the union president, is not calling out Richard Davi, the New York City Transit president? Could it be because Richard Davi gave Davis a pass for when this whole sexual harassment thing went down in the contract? Could that be a reason why Richard Davis is not calling Richard Davi name out? Could it be because Richard Davis and Richard Davi are colluding to possibly get me fired? What's the reason why Richard Davis is not calling out Richard Davi? He's going to Jan Oliba. All right, Jan Oliba is the CEO, the chairman of the company. But Richard Davi is the New York City Transit president who has the direct effect on our safety. You skip over Richard Davi and you go straight to Jan Oliba and Kathy Hochul. Don't name NYPD. Don't name Richard Davi. Somebody help me make sense of that. Somebody help me make sense of that. That doesn't make any sense. And not only that, Richard Davi once again went to the New York Times and said that Richard Davis, because it can't be nobody else who he could be speaking to, ensured them, and even if it ain't Richard Davis, he represents the head of the union. And you ensured Richard Davi that you would never fight for your members again and slow up service. You have not clapped back at that man for saying that. I wonder why. I wonder why. Why you ain't holding Richard Davi accountable? What's really going on? What's really going on, sir? Can we talk about it? Something is strange there. Did he save you? Did he help you out in exchange for you selling out the members? Did you turn the other head and did he tell you, listen, you want me to help you out with the sexual harassment case, you better give us what we want for the contract. Did he tell you that? Because all of your movements were strange leading up to the contract. Absolutely no rallies. No organizing, no mobilizing. Nothing in front of 2 Broadway. There was basically no fight. The retirees are being affected. No hazard pay. Nothing about safety. No real work rule changes. No nothing. No nothing. So what's really going on, Richie? What's really going on? You're not calling out Richard Davi. I find that to be very strange. I'm sorry I missed a few calls. You could call in live 563-999-3714. 563-999-3714. Sorry I missed the calls. But what's really going on? They think they not calling out Darcell Clark, even though Darcell Clark did one of the most egregious things in a transit worker so ever. They're not calling her out. And like I said, my brother Drummond going to be covering that real soon. I can't take his shine on that. He found that out. But what's really going on? Like, let me ask y'all a question. Y'all not tired of being taken advantage of? Y'all not tired of being lied to? Y'all not tired of being sold down the river? When is enough going to be enough? This union administration has proven to us time and time and time again that they don't care. They don't care about our safety. They don't care if we can't afford to live in the city in which we work. They don't care about our health care benefits. They don't care about our work rules. They don't care about safety. The only thing they care about is getting six figures. And like they say on the plantation with the house Negroes, eating high off the hog. You mean to tell me that when Richard Davis did that press conference yesterday and he mentioned that he had VP this, VP that, VP this, y'all sat there and y'all co-signed all that BS that came out of his mouth? Why does it seem like when officers get elected, they lose their voice? They lose their fight. It becomes about release time. Why does it seem like that happens to our best officers too? Why we feel like we have to go along to get along? Why do we feel like that? Why we can't have a mind of our own and say what we disagree with without feeling threatened that you're going to go back to do the job that you was hired to do? Because none of us was hired to be union reps. Nobody was hired to be a division chair, to be a vice chair, to be an e-board member, to do safety walks. Nobody was hired to do those jobs. Our jobs, bus operators, train operators, conductors, cleaners, maintenance, track, station agents, CED, those are our jobs. These people get elected once, twice, and then they think that that's their job. I mean, let's listen to what Richard Davis said, because he forgot himself.
I am.
You see how fast they forget? I was a bus operator. So he caught himself. I am a bus operator. That's all of their mentalities. None of them were hired to be union reps. Something could go wrong with Richie today, because he don't have the age to retire. And he could be possibly back on his bus. This is a fact. He could be back on his bus. But the thing is that when is enough going to be enough when it comes to us members? Because they only get in the way with stuff that we allow them to get away with. They purposely disenfranchise. Yeah, our union disenfranchise us. That's what they do. Our union administration disenfranchise us. They don't want us involved. They think that they are the professionals. They think they are the know-it-alls. They think that they are the end-all, be-all. They don't look at us for guidance. They don't look at us for direction. They think they know every damn thing. And by them thinking that they know every goddamn thing, look at the position that we're in today. This man is having press conference, Fox News, newspaper, and begging the MTA to keep us safe. That's what he's doing. You know what a real union leader would do? Organize and mobilize. Organize and mobilize. They don't know anything about that. And there's a saying that's true. If you stay ready, you won't have to get ready. We not ready up under this union administration to mobilize anything. That's why they don't invite us out. Because they know they don't want to look embarrassed. They don't want to look embarrassed. And then you got John Samuelson out there saying, Kathy Hochul, we're not going to elect you next election. Yo, y'all don't send people to the ballot box. To all the politicians out there, I want y'all to listen to me clearly. They don't send people to the ballot box. Our PAC department is by suda. Our PAC department is trash. Why do you think that we don't get the bills that we need? Why do you think that we don't got no motion politically? What is the PAC department doing? And who's everyone in the PAC department? I know Cherise Dubois, nice woman, but what the hell is going on in that department? What's going on? We need a total overhaul in this union. In this union. We are in bad shape. And y'all could think it's a joke. Because I'm telling you, I have not been wrong with predicting the future. Everything that's happening now, if you go back to my shows 5 years ago, now it's reality. So let me predict the next 5 years. All that overtime that you living off of, that's about to be gone. That overtime that you living off of, it's about to be a thing of the past. Is not going to be here forever. The MTA want to close out all of the overtime. Now, I want you guys to ask yourselves, can you survive without overtime? Can you survive without overtime? A lot of people cannot survive without overtime. But I'm telling you, that's going to be the next thing to go. That's going to be the next thing to go. It's overtime. And then what you're going to do? By then, it's going to be too late. Our union administration, they not putting up no fight. There's absolutely no resistance. The MTA is coming and taking that whatever they want from us. And the union administration is not doing anything about that. They're not doing anything about it. Richard Davis, his Fox 5 interview was so bad today that I had people who is not a part of the union, not a part of the MTA, send me the interview this morning and said, Tramiel, who is this guy? So that's the union president. And it was all emojis. They was putting up the emojis with, like, holding their head. Disaster. Because now the public is paying attention. The public is paying attention. And the media is too, because he's putting us in a bad position. Let me see if I can find that clip where he said that craziness to the why isn't none of this showing up? He said that craziness to that journalist. Let me see if I can find that. Let me see. I don't know where it's at right now. Let me see if this is it. Yeah, I found it. I gotta upload this. I have to upload this. Let me put this up right now because I gotta show you guys this. This is how he's carrying himself, and he thinks that this is the way to go. And nobody's telling him that this is not the way to go. Nobody's telling him that this is not the way to go. So let me upload this real quick. Listen to how he insulted this journalist. Look how he's insulting the media. He's insulting the MTA instead of handling his business properly. Our union president is relying on ad hominem attacks instead of organizing and mobilizing the members. I guarantee you, if he organizes and mobilizes the members, it will solve 90% of his issues. 90% of his issues it will solve if he organizes and mobilizes the members. I'm just waiting for this clip to upload. While I'm waiting for the clip to upload, let's get to a caller. Caller 1799, you now live on Progressive Action TV. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Thank you. I just wanted to say, this is Michael. I just wanted to say thank you very much for your show again. You're very informative, and I really appreciate all the work that you do. I have a lot which I want to say, but I'm going to give it some time because I'm still new, so I'm not ready to go into everything, how I feel yet, because I'm still a little intimidated, but you're very beneficial. And I just wanted to say thank you very much for your show all the time, every week. It's very helpful. Have a very blessed night.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question before you go. What department are you from?
Stations. I'm a cleaner.
And how much time do you have on the job?
I started in October of 2022.
Okay, you offer probation, so you stay. You could say whatever you want, as long as you offer probation.
I just have like this. I really it's the homeless thing is a really big problem that I never really hear get really brought up. Cleaning up the stations, it's really a nightmare because it's like an encampment of homeless people living all around. And it's that's something that they really need to find a way to come up with the solution around. It's a nightmare because, we're going to work there, and the police, they don't know what to do with the homeless people's belongings, because they kick out the homeless people from the station and they leave like the homeless people's encampment all around the whole entire station. And the cleaners are left to like try to remedy. What do you do with the encampment? You throw it out, and then the homeless people come back down to the station and say, hey, where are belongings? And it's like, what are we supposed to do with them? And, we're left with, like, no answers. Then we get, like, yelled at by the homeless people in the station that we threw their belongings out. We don't know what we're supposed to do. And it's, that's, like, the scariest thing that I see working down in the stations. You throw out a homeless person's encampment, you get yelled at by them, the police don't want to remove it. You don't want to leave those things on the platforms because they could start a track fire. It's like, that's like one of the biggest problems which I'm seeing so far. But, that's the only thing I wanted to bring up so far right now. And I wanted to say thank you, Jerome.
Thank you for calling in. Thanks for checking out our platform, because this is our platform. This is your platform, too, because we speak to all the issues that affect us. So make sure that you share this within your classmates, your other coworkers who may not know, and you continue to do the good work and be safe out there.
I will. Thank you. We'll listen to the rest.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. All right. I love when new people call in. I know this number right here. This is Drummond. Drummond, what's going on, bro? What's on your mind?
What's up, bro? Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, bro. I hear you loud and clear.
I'm listening to your show. Thank you. That's good. I wasn't going to call, you know, I'm going to say something in a few days. But to your point, like, what we're seeing is ice got to melt. People will reveal themselves to you after a while. I know they have to me. And when you talk about the union rep, my heart's been broken, literally. I believed in Eric. I thought there was something to Gomez. A lot of these raps, I don't understand it, like you said. I mean, but you can't lie to yourself. I don't know how you do. I can't lie to myself. I don't want to be, I got my problems, things I need to straighten out with myself. I want to be a better man. That's my desire. It ain't money. It ain't anything. But to be the best man I can be. And I don't understand why that's not every man's goal. And I think it is a lot of our brothers. A lot of our brothers and sisters sat in prison cells. They never think they would have an opportunity or to change their lives. And here they are. And they're thriving, and they're providing for their families, and they're living their best lives. God is great. Jehovah is great. If you say Allah is Ramadan, Allah is great. A lot of our brothers and sisters was on welfare, public assistance, and came up out of that work. We got folks that just worked their way up through the system through hard work and beliefs in themselves. And like you said, bro, we come here to work. That's what we all came here for. I don't understand, and it is very short money. It is. That's something that I'm going to go to my grave from being here. What I learned from here is how little it takes for people to forfeit their principles, how little it takes for people to shed every ounce of their integrity. And you shedding your integrity for a man. See, what you're seeing now, that's why Canela and Ricky Davis are one and the same, two sides of the same coin. You see Ricky Davis' behavior, how he interacted, like you said, with a reporter who you called for a press conference, who came there to do his job. And your job, Ricky Davis, was to advocate for your membership. And you there, the media, we need allies. We need writers. We also need the media. Like you said, he's brought arm in arm with the NYPD, which is not true because they don't like Darcell Clark. That's a fact. But what Richie Davis did, his behavior and him snapping at that reporter, you like a smart guy, he walks around the property's doing that. He did that during the contract negotiations. Talk to some of our brothers and sisters. I could speak to RTL, how he conducted himself when they expressed their concerns about the contract. Canela can't walk in one crew room. Everybody know that. Am I lying? So your office is listening. Your office is there. Am I lying about your VP? That every crew room he goes in, he gets in a confrontation? Like members ain't supposed to ask him a question? Here we got Ricky Davis. Do you see the correlation? Reporters ain't supposed to ask him a question? In the moment of crisis, the whole world is watching what's going on in these subways and on these buses. The whole world is watching our supposed leader. And look how he behaves. Look how he conducts himself. Look what he's doing. And couldn't he just put a piece in AM New York? A piece in the Daily News. They supposed to have connection with Daily News. Pete Donahue came from the Daily News. He did this for years. The Wall Street Journal, Crane Business, New York Times,
and say something like, all my brothers and sisters work through COVID, risk their lives, hardworking individuals who are dedicated to moving New York City. These are the most resilient, hardworking, decent people in New York. Could he have wrote an op-ed piece like that? Could he have wrote something dignified and respectful that's representative of who our brothers and sisters are? He sends a meme, my next live probably tomorrow. He sends a meme. That's what we are. And they laughing at us. They always laugh at us. They laugh at us after Canella did what he did in Bethel Park. They laughed at us when they see that Ricky Davis being sued for domestic violence. And something's coming out every day. He has the – how could – you're seeing it. You can't make this up. Somebody could have wrote this in the film. Ironically, last time I was here, he's been constantly hurting us and hurting himself and hurting us. What's the public perception of us if this is our leader? And the vets listen to this show, and the vets that's been here during the Utano, the minister who know Utano from his days and as a chair in MOW and Toussaint and Samuelson, and those who preceded them, they have never seen someone like that. I've never seen any head of any union, any organization, any pastor, a head of the cab drivers union, the janitors union, you name the union, purport themselves like this man. They asked him, "What is your plan?" He had no plan. He has, even after your show last night, you would think he would stay up all night and say, "Listen, let's show this guy. Let's show them we got a plan." He has no plan. And the MTA board, Daniel Lieber will lead transit, and he will be walking around among the elite, among business leaders. That cartoon means nothing. Alvin Bragg is a lawyer. He will land on his feet. It means nothing. Richard Davey will find another job in London and Chicago, any major city. New York, once you got MTA on your resume, in that capacity, you're good money. And Richard Davis will be somewhere bumbling or be somewhere scheming with all his cohorts trying to stay in power. Him and Canella Gomez have embarrassed us to no end. You're seeing it. Am I lying? And you who bear hug this union, who think they can't do no wrong, you're looking at it in real time. Everyone seeing what's going on. And he sends a meme to the New York Post like they did some. They are laughing at us vis-a-vis Richard Davis. Y'all see it. And let me say this to everybody listening. There's 100 Canellas. There's 100 Ricky Davises. There's 100 Eric Logals. There's 100 of these guys, because there's a million. It's easy to do the wrong. There's a lot of fake fighters. Y'all see it. Every time they get in office, what happens? That's why they're trying to get rid of Tramell. That's why, and Tramell's right, talk about Richie Davey. Richie Davey and Richard Davis are conspiring. They want Tramell out of here. You think they don't? And there's only one Tramell. Once he's gone, he has his faults. I don't like what y'all don't like. As things about Tramell I absolutely don't like, but his fight is real. He's been speaking truth to power. He's been fearless. He's been fearless and relentless in this pursuit of us being treated fairly and be treated justly with dignity and respect. We have frauds in this union who have broke my heart. I thought they was righteous folks. They're not. They're in it for release time. They're in it for punk money. They're in it. I could dig it. They got families. And listen, if you could spend time, pick your kids up from school and do this and that, and you can go on vacation when you wanted to, and them superintendents that you know who intimidate you and TSSs or other supervisors in other departments, you could get away from them, you would. But these guys, what gets me that when do it come to a point that what offends you? At what point do you say, this is wrong? You see how these folks move. You see how these folks in every department that should be released and fighting for y'all. But you know why they're not? They're men. They're women. And they have integrity. They are not going to forego their values and principle for release time and the dollar. They're not going to do it. And getting back to
hold
you
on,
now,
gentlemen.
He
hold,
has to
hold
be
on, gentlemen. Before we move on to the next caller, you said something very important yesterday when Richard Davis said that he is willing to die for his membership. You said something very profound. I want you to touch on that before we get to the next caller.
You messed up my flow, but I will. But why would he say that? He didn't have to say that. Why did he say that? What motivated him to say that? But the thing is, he says a lot of things that are disingenuous. And a lot of these VPs say things that are disingenuous. He just got cat. This is who he is. He think, you think, anybody think, and Matt Stowe, any of the top four, anybody, Utano, Samuelson, Wichard, you think he going to die for you? You think he would die for one of us? And this is what the guy said. How can the man say that when allegedly, like I said yesterday, when he will protect strangers, he will protect opposition, he would die for opposition, he would die for dues paying members. He would give his life for someone. And he allegedly, no, someone, he didn't protect her. He should have protected her by just walking away. Simple. It was simple. And he's going to risk his life for us. And he's accused allegedly of beating someone he allegedly, supposedly loves. And he risks his life for us. Come on. God is himself. The fact that he's so disingenuous and fraudulent to say something like that in front of the world tells you all you need to know about his character or lack thereof. All right, brother, we'll talk later.
Thanks, bro. When Drummond is on the roll, you got to let him monologue. Now, Drummond got his own live. He can do his own live. But when he's on fire, he's on fire since yesterday. When he's on fire, you got to let him monologue. Now, let me get to the next caller. Let me get to this.
Caller 8786. Yeah, good evening, Kramal. This is Charlton from Passengers United.
What's going on? Can you take me off of whatever you earpiece? Like, I need you to talk to, like, it sounds very, it don't sound good.
Okay, sorry. Can you hear me better now? So
it just sounds like you're in a, like, a big,
that you all,
a bit.
So there's something you all need to know. So the 7th Avenue, 28th Street station, where the incident happened, where the guy threw the flames, so we complained to Pat Warren. We spoke to Pat Warren over 2 months ago about conditions at 7th Avenue, 28th Street station. We were there on patrol. We observed conditions going on there. Nothing was done by transit, absolutely nothing. So I just want your viewers to know that. And did you want me to talk about the situation at 7th Avenue at 53rd Street with the station agent? I mean, the cleaner?
Your audio sounds like real hollow. If it's going to sound
yeah,
like that, I can't.
That.
I, Yeah, we're on our next show. Just get your audio together.
Hold on. Okay, no problem. All right.
All right.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. That's the good brother, Charleston DeSosa. Oh, I don't know what was up with his phone. But before Drummond called in, this is what I wanted to say. You're very smarter than what you look. Why would you insult the media when you asked them, you invited them to come to this event? This is our union president. They didn't ask him about the lawsuit with him beating up, allegedly beating up his girlfriend. They didn't question him about the gender-motivated violence. They didn't question him about the numerous emails of allegations of being hypersexual. They was asking him questions because the answers he was giving was confusing. And his rebuttal is to tell a reporter, I know you're smarter than what you look. This is who he dealing with, people. This is the person that's going to the negotiation table and advocating for you. This is the person. This is him. Now, if anybody got something to say, you could call in live, 563-999-3714. Yo, don't y'all notice that there's thousands of people who watch this show. Why none of the Richard Davis supporters call in and let's have a conversation on his conduct, the way that he fight, his activism, his organization, his mobilization, his logic. Why you guys never call in? Why y'all allow us to control the narrative that y'all can't control? Because y'all know y'all can't defend the tomfoolery. Like, Richard Davis, all his antics remind me of, y'all remember Beverly Hills Cops? If y'all know me, I don't watch a lot of movies, but there's certain movies that I watch coming up. Y'all remember Beverly Hills Cop when they stuck a banana in the tailpipe and they was wondering why the car wouldn't go nowhere? And Axel Foley, a.k.a. Eddie Murphy, was like, got a banana in the tailpipe. That's what Richard Davis is. Richard Davis remind me of the old Times Square. Remember the three called Monty guys? And then he's working with his crew and they acting like they betting and they lose and they winning or losing, whatever the case is. That's Richard Davis. That's him. And I've been doing this show for 8 years and nobody calls in to say, Tramell, you're wrong. Now, I'm going to be a realist. I'm not going to say that what Richard Davis do, like as far as, I'm not going to say that he never helped people. I'm not going to say that he don't do some people, right? But there's levels to this. And the conduct that Richard Davis has displayed representing us in this short time in Local 100 is poor. It's poor. And his first year, you would think Richard Davis had about 15 years in office with the amount of allegations and these emails with this alleged hypersexual activity from him, all of these girlfriends that's alleged, pay to play. You would think that he had 15, 20 years as president. He had less than 2 years so far, like less than a year and a half. And whatever Tony Utano and them was thinking, it was the wrong thing to think. It was the absolutely wrong thing to think. But how can we expect them to choose good leaders when they wasn't good leaders themselves? For John Samuelson to recommend Tony Utano to be appointed for president, and then for Tony Utano to recommend Richard Davis be appointed for president, that is insane to me. That's insane to me. And like I said, why don't any of their supporters call in? I think one day, I don't know when, I'm going to be on live for as long as they allow me to be on live. And I'm going to promote the show and saying that I only want to talk to Richard Davis supporters. That's it. I only want to talk to Richard Davis supporters, and I want to have a conversation with them about the future of this union under his leadership. I think that YouTube allow me 4 hours, probably Facebook like 4 hours, I think something like that. But I'm going to be on live for at least 4 hours. Wait, and I'm going to do it on a weekend to have at least only Richard, I only want to hear from Richard Davis supporters about the future of this union up under his leadership. Let me get to this next caller. Look like it's going to be one of those nice people. Let me get to this next caller.
Hello there.
Caller 5587, you now live on Progressive Action TV. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is DeMarcus. I'm calling from West Africa. And not gonna lie, you're my favorite streamer, bro. I absolutely love you.
I'm your favorite what?
You're my favorite streamer. Favorite streamer ever.
Streamer? I'm your favorite streamer.
Yep.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
How you calling from Africa? How you calling from Africa?
Bro, we got Wi-Fi out here now. Yeah, we upgraded.
Y'all upgraded. I appreciate it. You got anything else to say?
Oh yeah, I got one more thing to say.
Working hard, hey, just like you were working hard.
You're gonna get those calls. Thanks for calling in, though. I appreciate it. I definitely appreciate it. It's going to be one of those nights. But I want to put together that show where, like I said, 4 hours. 4 hours. And I just want to hear from Richard Davis supporters. That's it. Let me see who this next. It's a whole line of callers right now. Let me see who this next caller is. Caller 7833, you now live on Progressive Action TV. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, this is Rawlings. Yo, CTA. What's up, Tramel?
What's going on, bro? How you doing? What's on your mind, bro?
A lot, man. Yo, these cleaners. I'm a cleaner, yo. I feel like I ain't respected. You know, like we don't be getting a lot of respect. We do everything. You know what I mean? CTAs do everything. We do octo, we do track and tile, we on the tracks, we cleaners, we do station agent jobs, help the customers, and we don't be getting no respect. You know what I mean? We don't be getting no love. But that's just one thing I wanted to say. Yeah, I want to talk about Richie Davis. Yeah, the thing I don't like about Richie Davis is that when he did the press conference, he was very arrogant. Very arrogant, like he had an attitude because the reporters was asking him questions, and they made us look real bad, real bad. And I wasn't feeling that, you know what I mean? And another question I wanted to ask you, like, we getting all these flyers in our rooms about this new dude that's supposed to be running for president. I don't mean to change the subject. This new dude, Cordero, I want to know, you know, I'm a hang up. I want to know what's your perspective on him. Have you ever heard of him or whatever, whatever? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I answer that. I don't want you to hang up yet, though. I want to answer that question. So first thing I want to tell you about the cleaners, yes, you guys definitely do work hard, and it's true. You don't get the respect you deserve. And that's from the public. That's from other titles sometimes. It's from the union, because a lot of people don't know this, and I want to explain this about the cleaners. And this is the only title in New York City Transit that this happens to. Wait, let me get you off the phone, bro, because it's your phone making a lot of noise. But I'm going to answer your question right now. So I want to answer that question. He's 100% right. The cleaners get absolutely no respect. If you look into our contract, right, there's three different wage progressions. You have a 60% wage progression. You have a 70% wage progression, and you have an 85% wage progression. The 85% wage progression, you start at 85% of your top pay, and that's exclusive for maintenance titles. The 70% of start at 70% of your top pay is for every other title except one. The 60% wage progression, start at the top pay is 60%, is cleanest. There's probably 50 different titles in New York City Transit, right, that the union is in control of. Why is cleaners excluded from the 70% and from the 85%? This is the history. When the MTA first came about, even before the MTA first came about, the MTA first came about in 1968. That's when it was formed. The only job that black people were allowed to get inside this transportation industry was porters, a.k.a. cleaners. For some reason, in 2024, the only title that start at 60% of their top pay wage progression is cleaners. Now, we have a president right now, we all know who he is, Richard Davis, who claims that he's a civil rights activist. He's pro-black and all this other foolery. Why? And you already negotiated the contract. Why didn't you bring cleaners up to at least 70% like every other title except the maintainers? How can you be about civil rights, about black people, about the people who's being, I don't want to say the word, sugar, honey, iced tea on? How can you say you about the people when you didn't raise them up during your faith first year? Why wasn't that done? And once again, historically, this is not about me playing the race card or nothing like that. This is, we talking about history. The only job black people were allowed to get in the MTA were cleaner porter jobs. So that explains why that specific one title starts at 60% of their top pay. Let me see, get at this next caller. Caller 1685, now live on Progressive Action TV. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, Jamal, this is Andres Loaiza from E&E, Elevators and Escalators. How you doing, man?
Hey, Elevators and Escalators. This may be a first. How you doing, sir?
I think it is a first, and I'm glad I'm calling. Listen, I got a couple of points. The first one is the union release is a big problem. You have touched based on that. And I believe that one of the points that you're making today with Richard Davis is that he forgot about his title. They should be going back to their tools at least once a month, at least once, so they don't forget where they're coming from. And the second one is about being able to actually go in front of two Broadway, not during a weekend, during working hours, and manifest all our concerns over there. Thank you for what you're doing, man, and please don't forget that there is a department, call Elevators and Escalators. A lot of the guys are tired of the crap from Local 100, me being one of them. And thank you for your show.
I appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to meeting you and some of your guys in that department. We got to come together. So If you can, you can email me at progressiveaction100@gmail.com, and I would love to keep in contact with you to address, you know, the issues in that department.
I will. I will. Thank you.
Thank you. That was the first. E&E. I actually have a good friend that's in E&E. He's been my friend for a very long time, probably for like 25 years. But yeah, see, this is what the show is about. The show is about us coming together, us speaking our pieces, because I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know the nicks and crannies of every department. I don't know what E&E go through. I'm eager to learn. I don't know everything that the cleaners go through. I'm eager to learn. I don't know everything that bus operators go through. I'm eager to learn. And when I first ran for president, one of the things that I did run on was that I will go back to my tools a couple of times throughout the year to make sure that I don't lose track and lose sight of why I'm really here. And people thought I was crazy for that. But I said, no, I think that union reps should go back to their tools because they lose sight. For the union president, he hasn't driven a bus probably in over a decade, right? He forgot that he was a bus operator. How can you forget that you are a bus operator? And I do agree. These guys be off of their buses so long, they forgot what it's like to be one of us. And when you forget where you came from, you have no direction where you're going. So when you look at our contract and we see we not getting the contracts we deserve, and even when you don't look at that, because we never get the money that we deserve, but when you don't look, when you see that we not getting the work rules that we deserve, when we don't get the respect that we deserve, right? These assaults have become routine to these union reps, right? It's because they forgot where we came from, where they came from. They forgot. And the only way that you can remind them of where they came from is that we have to come out in droves this election this year. We have to. There's no other way around it. Now, what I need for you guys to do, I need for you guys to do this because I'm about to level up. Progressive Action is about to level up. All the people that's around us is about to level up because we're about to come together. And we're not coming. I don't want to hear, yo, you said that you was going to come together. Oh, you know, there's a question I forgot to answer the guy about Cordero. The cleaner that called in. I want to talk about Cordero. I ain't forget about that. But we being selective because some people is playing themselves out of position. I'm not going to sit there and argue and debate where you feel like you should be in life. We not coming together with any cancer. We eradicating the cancer. But we are going to, I'm interested in coming together with the members, with people who don't have no political, they don't want to be union reps because the real power is in the people. That's who I want to come together with, the people who don't have political aspirations, but they have the skill set and want to get involved, not people who want to use the name Progressive Action to get themselves elected. I want to connect with the people, the everyday people who may not understand politics that want to ask me a question. If you want to ask me a question regarding anything in this union, if you need the bylaws, if you need the contract, if you need the disciplinary procedure manual, whatever you may need, send me an email, progressiveaction100@gmail.com. I'm going to help you out to the best that I can. Or I'm going to send you to someone on my team so they can help you out to the best that they can. That's what we doing. Let me see. Next caller. Caller 5032. You now live on Progressive Action TV. What's your name and where you calling from?
How you doing, Shamel? This is Mercado. And I'm retired. I was with the MTA for about 27 years. And I tell you the truth, when I took the job on, I was happy to be there. Can you hear me?
I hear you. I'm listening.
Okay, I'm sorry. And after a couple of years before I left, it was a disgrace. I was embarrassed to even say I worked for MTA. And number one, as you speak, you're doing a great job. I praise you for your work. Sorry that you have to go through all the BS that they're putting you through, but you're a fighter. So that's just crumbs on your plate. What we need to do, and I blame all of us, all MTA workers, for what's going on, because we don't get out and vote these jerks out of office. So we deserve the smacks we're getting, because we have the opportunities to move these people out and appoint the people that we need to get there. And that's about
that
all
is,
I could say.
Listen, okay, that's the truth. It comes down to accountability, and that's what you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. Everybody's
continue.
Out for themselves, and we're just digging a deeper hole for ourselves. We got to get together. People got to start boycotting the system. Hurt them in the pocket. Hurt them where it hurts. Because the people also have to put their share in, too. You know, it's ridiculous that we live in a city like New York, and we got to put up with all the nonsense, you know, crying. You know, you got to walk around. And I tell you the truth, I'm glad I left, because if I was still working, I'd probably be fired and in jail. Because the first person that would come up on me, V&D, hydraulics.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And, you know, it was shitty, too, because we had to put up with all the nonsense with management and informers and all that. But, like, people out there that know me, they know that I didn't put up with nobody's nonsense, management or whoever it was. And all the years that I was in the service, and you could ask any union people, they didn't like me either, because I was like you. I had a big mouth, you know? I wouldn't put up with shit. The first thing when they came to our halls, they would say, oh, Mercado's here, uh-oh. Hey, can you take it easy on us today? You know? They never had the right answers. They never could give you any answers. And if you asked questions and embarrassed them, they made you look like the fool. That's why people were afraid mm-hmm. to say anything. But that's what we have. And we got nobody to blame but ourselves, because, you know, we got a lot of people that play the trick that they're tough, they're this, they're that. But when it comes to the bottom line, the proof is in the pudding. Look at the situation that we're in. So we got nobody to blame
that's
but ourselves.
Fact. That's a fact.
And let me tell you, I've spoken to you a couple of times, and like I told you, I'm retired, but I'd be still willing to move, to do whatever I have to do for this union, because I'm suffering for what's going on now because of what they've done to the retirees.
Mm-hmm.
So it affects us too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you got a lot of people, but nobody does
look,
nothing.
So this is what I have something coming up. I have an assault rally coming up, and I'm planning it probably for like the last week of April or first week in May. Please pay attention to the show, and I would love to see you there.
I look forward to every day, believe it or not. Not that I'm bored or anything like that, but just to hear you have these guys and then give them the knockout punch, because I love hearing you and the way you just embarrass the city. And I'm not just talking MTA. I'm talking about the governor. I'm talking about the mayor. I'm talking about everybody in general, because they all now are doing the talk. They're doing the walk, but nothing's being done, you know? And a couple of months from now, we'll be at it again. And
exactly.
I thank you for your time. Sorry that I've taken up your time. And I hope that whatever I said was productive to the members out there to start waking up. And you guys got to fight for you. I'm retired, but I still feel for everybody, because it's a disgrace and it's a shame. All the years I put into transit, and I hear this more and more each day, and I feel worse and worse, you know, where I could just be saying, I'm out of there. I don't care. No, I do care because I worked there. And it affected my pension, not my pension, my medical, because now they're taken away from us. All the years I put in,
mm-hmm.
it gave me a good kick in the ass. You know what I'm saying? Thank God that I'm healthy so far, that I haven't needed the medical. But that's no excuse for me to sit back and say, oh, I'll fight my battle when it's time, you know? No, we got to fight the battle all the
mm-hmm.
time. Kamal, thank you for your time. And we'll be looking forward to seeing you at the rally. I'll be there.
I will be there. Thank you. Thanks for calling me.
Thank you.
What he said was very important. He said some very important stuff. That's called accountability, right? And it's sad that our retirees are saying, thank God that I'm healthy because the health benefits are not up to par and I could possibly die because this new union administration is kicking the retirees behind. That's a sad and messed up place to be in. Our retirees should not be in that position. Like I said, I got a whole line of callers, people. Let me get into the next caller because these phone lines is about to die. So caller 2550-2550. You're now live on Progressive Action TV. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's going on, my brother T2, train operator Craig, suspended.
My brother LaShawn. He said suspended B division. What's on your mind, bro?
I want to appreciate you and your team for the level up. I look forward to seeing some great things coming from you all. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
When it comes, I just wanted to piggyback on the accountability part. When it comes to accountability, I think that the accountability shouldn't just be coming from the members. It shouldn't just be coming from the MTA, and it shouldn't just be coming from our leadership. We also have to hold our family members accountable because they are a part of the riding public. If they can borrow money from us, if we can take care of whole households and purchase cars and, you know, pimp out, trick out, and have as many baby mamas and girlfriends and boyfriends and all that other stuff, they are a part of the public. So if we're going to talk about accountability, if there's a rally that's going on that one of us cannot be at, and you sitting at home and you're doing absolutely nothing, you need to be at one of those rallies. You need to have a sweater or a tag or a keychain or whatever with the person who you represent. You need to have that on and be out at the rally. You need to be walking across the bridge if you don't have any health ailments. Whatever the case might be, that's also a part of the accountability. The accountability also has to come from within. When you're VPs, chairs, vice chairs, whatever is out in the field handling a business, we have to stop focusing on that extra dollar, that extra $2 or 2 hours that we may be getting from drilling in the yard or whatever the case might be and saying, don't F up our money. And they're trying to handle business. We can't ask for support and then at the same time be kicking them out when they come to support us. And I'm not sitting here trying to stand up for them. They got their stuff with them. But we got a lot of ish with us too, brother, that we have to be accountable for. When it comes to dispatchers, ATDs, they used to be train operators and conductors as well. We know who they were before they got there. So we have to address them accordingly. They're still supervisors. I'm not saying be disrespectful, just be stern and stop playing the game. The only way that these people are going to stop playing with us, that goes to Davy and Chris Lowe, we have to stop playing with each other. It is a mirror effect. As long as we playing with each other, they say to themselves, hey, look, they don't care. This is how they F with one another. This is how they play with one another. So if they were humane, they would say, no, I'm not going to do that. But a lot of them not. About 95% of them are not. So they play the mirror effect. Hey, this is what I'm going to do to them because they keep doing it to themselves.
I agree, bro. I agree with that. And you're right. If they see that we don't get along, if they see that, you know, we attack each other, we throw each other up under the bus, and we're talking about on all levels, from the rank and file all the way to the union reps. You know, I believe that, I mean, I was told that what's his name? What's the guy named that ran? Paulie Navarro, that John Chiarello was using management to throw people up under the bus. Even when that time when me and Canella was cool and Canella had tried to pull a job action in Coney Island Yard, he told me that BK had called Chiarello and told Chiarello to get Canella in check, right? So if management sees that our high-ranking union reps are being controlled by management, how are they going to respect anything? Right, we have our union leadership in bed with management. Richard Davey just went into the media in the New York Times and said they assured me that they would never pull another job action again, even though a member almost got killed. Richard Davis didn't rebuttal that. Why would the MTA have respect for the rank and file when our own union administration don't have respect for themselves? That's what it comes to at the end of the day, you know, and we're going to continue to be sold out as long as that they go into management on their knees instead of putting a foot in management ass. You can't even remember the last time Stand United, members first, management first, whatever name they want to go by, put a foot in management ass. They have never done it.
And you know, T2, it's pretty hard, and I brought this up in the train operator meeting. It's pretty hard to put a foot in their, you know, in their ass when we have absolutely no leverage. You have Two Broadway that's sitting, and what's sitting outside of Two Broadway, you have what, Burger King, you got GMC. What's sitting outside of 195? You got a couple of banks. You got a bank downstairs. And I asked, well, what type of leverage do we have? Do we have any kind of collaborations with any of these organizations? See, because what I do know is if you did have a collaboration with one of these organizations and it's like, yo, you know what? I got 40,000 members. If I remove 10% of my members from your organization, especially if you're a publicly traded company, that's definitely going to affect your revenue. But when they know that I could do whatever I want to them and they don't have no leverage, they're going to continue to do whatever it is that they want. And that should be one of the primary goals. There's absolutely no reason why during inclement weather we can't say to our members, hey, look, you ain't got to go all the way home. Yo, these are the locations where we have hotels. You can go to these locations, and we're going to have rooms for you so you don't have to travel outside of the five boroughs. That way you don't have to spend a whole bunch of money. I mean, these are their union dues. Why are we not utilizing their union dues to make sure that they have a roof over their head during these inclement weather times? Leverage is everything. This is the United States of so-called America. This is a union. I'm not going to get into the history of what unions are, but we know what unions were built upon. We have to reverse those actions immediately. Ricky Davis, I don't know the man personally, but I wish people would stop calling him a black. He is not a black man. He's not. And he will never, ever admit to being a black.
What is he?
He is a chocolate dip Caucasian. Okay, he's not a black man. We need to stop playing. He's a chocolate dip Caucasian. He knows that. All right. If you ever give him a census, sit there and watch him do a census and see what he check off. I'm gonna leave it there because I don't want to touch on that subject. But he's not a black man. All right, he plays that, and there's a lot of people that's like him and that's around him that are the same race, although they're not the same ethnicity, if you feel where I'm coming from.
Gotcha.
Got me. So, you know, I don't want to be too long-winded with this. It's just we really, really have to buckle down in the new administration that comes in, because it's really over for them. It's a wrap. They don't even know that it's over for them. The new administration coming in, we definitely have to put our tentacles in so many different organizations for us to be such a large union. We should have way more power than we have right now. And at any given moment, as soon as somebody moves to the left or moves to the right, or if Davi says something crazy, it's like, oh, okay, well, you know what? We're going to send letters over to this organization that we know that you're a part of. And we know that 3% of our membership is affiliated with that organization. We know 10% over here, Mr. Creslow or Clinchlow, whatever his name is, we know that you're a part of this organization. We have to put that leverage on them and burst those pipes. I guarantee you, when you put enough pressure on those organizations, they will call them personally. Hey, what the fuck is going on down here at this so-called TWU? Yo, why are we losing revenue? Fix it right now. Hurry up. And that's how those conversations go. Business is not done during business hours. And I'm going to leave it at that, brother. Thank you for all your hard work. And I'm going to fall back.
Thanks for calling in, bro.
Thank you, brother.
My brother always calling in with a very interesting perspective that definitely sparks conversation. Now, I didn't forget about what the cleaner asked me. Who is Cordero? Who's this new cat that's running for president named Cordero? First of all, Cordero isn't new. Cordero probably could retire right now, so he's not new. Cordero was also the Tier 6 coordinator for the Stand United administration. Cordero ran for president in 2012 and came in third place. Matter of fact, me and Cordero, a few years ago, we was having a little joke back and forth, and I told him, because I ran for president in 2018, he ran in 2012, and I said, Cordero, I got more votes than you when I ran for president than when you ran. And he's like, oh, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. And I think he called me like 2 days later after he looked into it and said, yo, you're right. You did get more votes from me. But, yeah, for a fact, Cordero is not new. Cordero ran for president in 2012. And that's all I'm going to say. You know, they got some thing with Cordero and him allegedly attempting to steal money from the union. We see that out there. Now, I'm going to bring that into perspective, right? Roger Toussaint was accused of the same thing, of selling the union building and taking money. Let's be 100% real here. Roger Toussaint, a black man. Cordero, a black man, right? John Samuelson took over this union after Roger Toussaint. If Roger Toussaint took $100 from this union, right, specifically a million, the amount of money that they're saying that he took, you don't think Roger Toussaint would have been in jail? You don't think they would have put that black man in jail? If Cordero was stealing money from the union and committing fraud, you don't think that they would have put him in jail? You don't think that? Why? What would be the reason that they give him a pass after he was allegedly caught stealing money? Right? And let's be honest. Nobody cares about that. Nobody cares about that. So, yeah, Cordero is not new. He ran for 2012. He got an allegation of writing checks, stealing money, in which they never decided to put him in jail, whatever the case is. I don't know what the business with that is. And he's not new. He's running again. And that's that, right? It is what it is. It is what it is. I'm not trying, to be honest, I'm not running for president. And I'm not trying to throw dirt on any of the presidential candidates. I don't care to. Now, if they decide to come at me in any kind of way or try to affect anything in any kind of way, then it's going to be a problem. I'm only focusing on my department, whether I run or not. I'm focusing on my department. And if they get in my way, any one of the presidential candidates get in my way with them running people in my department, then it's going to be, then I'm coming with the fire. But I'm not interested in throwing no dirt on any of the presidential candidates. I just want us to focus on Richard Davis, because they have been, that ideology has been in power since, I think, 2009. So we're talking about 15 years. I was saying 12 on other shows, but like 15 years they have been in power. And that ideology has to go. That ideology of selling members out, of shortchanging us on contracts, being in bed with management, this whole gain sharing and employee availability, it's not good. It's not good. Tier 6 up under their leadership, no real safety for us workers. The night differential is poor. We can't afford to live in the city in which we work. This has to stop. This has to stop. I don't care if it's Samuelson, if it's Utano, if it's Richie Davis. Forget about those three men. It's about that ideology, and that ideology has been selling us out. And like I said, they put on a website, be mindful of the bylaws, union the union logo to do X, Y, and Z. Nobody is jacking that union logo. Nobody's jacking that. Nobody that got swag or style wants to wear that, because they damaged that. TWU Local 100 of the early 2000s is not TWU of the Local 100 of 2024. It's not. It's weaker. It represents selling out. It represents being on your knees. It represents taking management over the members. Nobody don't want to wear that. Nobody with style. Nobody who have knowledge of self wants to wear that. Nobody. And I guarantee you, this is what they go do, because they so reactive to everything that I say. They go to lobby day. They go. I guarantee you, somebody come back and tell me, Tramell, they was talking about this logo. The union is weak, but we here, and the people go, ah, man, get out of here with that. Nobody don't care about that. This union administration is staying united, members first, aka management first mentality has destroyed everything that Mike Quill and everybody after him fought for. This is a fact. This is a fact. Nobody don't want to wear that. And with that being said, I almost did. This is a two-hour live. I haven't done 2 hours in a long time. I only plan to do an hour. But I would like to thank everybody who called in. There was a long line today. I missed some calls. I got a chance to speak to some new people today. We must continue to spread the word to get more people to watch these lives. This is a fact. We must get more people to watch these lives, share out these shows. If you're watching right now on whatever platform you're watching on, please like the video. If you're watching on YouTube and you're not subscribed to the channel, please subscribe to the channel. If you really like the information that we're saying, please join the channel. It's only 99 cents a month. If you're watching on any other platform and want to give more, you can give it via Cash App, $Progressive Action 100. It's right on top of my head. If you're watching on YouTube, you can send in a super chat right this instant, send in a super chat. And you know, that's that. Let's continue to spread the word. Let's continue to share out these shows, because I guarantee you, they are mad at these views. They are mad at these views. More and more people is tuned in to the message of Progressive Action. And this is not my platform. This is our platform. This is the only platform that represents labor in New York City on a high level. This is our platform. And we must continue to cultivate our platform and support the platform. We must continue to do that. Thanks for watching me for 2 hours. I'll catch you guys maybe tomorrow. No, Drummond's going tomorrow. Check out Drummond Live tomorrow. We're going to share it. We're going to promote it. And I'll catch you guys later. Peace.